Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hi, everybody. It is 5:08. Jason off today. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. We mentioned this as we went into the top of the hour. News out of Baltimore. Looks like two people's bodies have been discovered at the site of the bridge collapse, something we've been watching with the news here the last couple of days. Laura, have you had a chance to go down the rabbit hole on some of the conspiracy theories that have been floating around?
Not on this one. I have not.
Yeah.
No, I have.
Well, that's good. You probably you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of different stuff going out there. Cyber hacking.
Okay.
Perhaps that's why the ship shut down.
And is it Joe Biden's fault?
There are some implications by certain commentators and or lawmakers that it's the Joe Biden policies that somehow led to, well, whatever happening,
yeah.
Which, by the way, no one really quite knows what happened yet. The theory
is
that the ship lost power and that the captain made a mayday call, dropped the anchor, kept going, happened to run into the bridge. The conspiracy theorists are like, well, of course it happened to run into a support. It's kind of unfortunately the world we live in.
It really is. I mean, everything turns into a conspiracy theory from somebody.
Yeah.
It's just, it's sad. I don't get it.
I mean, you know this more than anybody, being a news person, and that's why you got to be super careful with when you find information and where it's coming from.
Yep. I know. You know, I have to say, though, I was off yesterday, and so I was watching the news in the morning where they kept showing the video over and over of the bridge collapsing.
Yeah.
And I was so stunned by how it just absolutely crumbled.
It did. It looked like it was made of, it was like a toy or something.
It really did, like Legos or, you know, it just didn't make sense in my brain to see how, okay, yes, this huge ship is hitting the support.
Right.
I get that. But then to have the rest of it just fall apart instantly, I was really surprised by that.
And definitely not to minimize the fact that it sounds like six people probably lost their lives, but the fact that they were able to cut off the ends of the bridge and keep people off of there
in time.
Yeah, nothing short of a miracle that it worked out that way.
For sure.
In a far less important issue, I wanted to run by you.
Mm-hmm.
You a fan of the movie The Titanic?
Yes.
Yeah? How big of a fan?
When it was out, I was a really big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great movie. I haven't seen it in years, but I loved it. Yeah.
It probably holds up.
I think it holds up.
I bet you they'll remake that before too long, won't they? So somebody will have the great idea that they need to remake The Titanic.
Probably.
You know, new stars, younger people, that whole bit.
Right.
I don't know if you saw this, but somebody bought the door that Rose was on in the end.
The door. Oh.
The floating door.
That she was clinging to life on?
Yeah. Which, by the way, there's lots of people who say that there was plenty of room for Leonardo on that door, too.
Wasn't he in the water?
Yeah, like he's in the water. She's on the door.
Yeah.
She floats off and lives and becomes the older woman. And he, of course, we know what happens to him.
Right.
Any guesses on how much that door might have sold for?
Oh, my gosh.
This is unbelievable.
And is this just the movie prop, or is this the real door?
It's the movie prop.
Okay.
It's not a door from the Titanic.
All righty. I'll say $15,000.
Oh. Higher.
50.
Higher.
Are we into the millions and billions here?
No. Lower. Lower.
$500,000.
Higher.
No, it wasn't.
Wait, that's not the number I got.
What number do you have?
The link you said, it said $718,000.
I thought it was like $107,000.
What it first said, but I clicked on it and the story says it sold at a final bid. Maybe that was what the beginning
was. The initial bid.
$750, according to The Guardian.
Oh my gosh, wow.
$1 million.
For a movie prop. It's not even the real thing.
Who has this kind of money?
I don't know. I think there are so many people out there that where money is just truly no object, and they will buy whatever whimsical thing they want.
Yeah.
By the way, to that conspiracy theory that you talked about there being room on the door for Leo, so he didn't have to turn into a Leo sickle.
Yeah.
Look, this will not shock you that I was watching a Mythbusters episode where they literally tried to do the math and the physics on this. And while there was physically room for two bodies on that, if you put that much weight on the door, it overcomes the door's buoyancy and both of them sink.
Ooh. Oh,
okay.
So while physically, yes, was there room to put a second body on there, nobody survives if they do that.
Do you think he tried to get up on it? Or do you think he was just like too far gone and then it was time to slip into the drink?
I think, you know, James Cameron decided this character wasn't going to make it to the end of the movie and that, yeah. I don't think there was any even attempt for him to get up on the door.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to get up onto a boat or a raft or something when you're in the water?
It's almost impossible. Yeah. Yes.
It's extremely hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then now imagine you're frozen. You're in the North Atlantic.
Losing your mind, losing the feeling and capacity to control your muscles. Yeah, I could never do it.
glad I've not found myself in that position,
yeah,
by the way.
Exactly.
Let's just keep that in the realm of the imaginary.
I'm just thinking, that's insane.
I can't get back up on a paddleboard once I fall.
Yeah,
off.
No,
I
mean, I'm done.
Not getting back up on a steel door in the freezing ocean for sure.
I'm toast. And you should try doing that with one leg. I can assure
that's
you that.
That's right. Your
that is
leg.
Not, that,
no.
That is, that is not easy.
Oh, man.
I didn't even factor that in.
A little extra challenge.
Okay. Well, $750,000. I don't know what that person did in their life and how they, what their love of the Titanic was all about.
Maybe the guy that just won the Mega Millions.
Yeah, that could be.
He'd have the money.
It's a weird thing to spend it on, but who are we to judge?
Exactly.
I don't have that much money to spend on that. You were asking earlier how the sleep schedule's going.
Yeah. What time do you wake up in the morning?
So when I'm normally doing the news over on Channel 5, yep. I get up at 3 in the morning.
Yes.
So I'm up by 3 and I'm there by 4.
You're there by 4, and you're doing the news in the morning, and then Minnesota Live.
And Minnesota Live from 9 to 10.
Done?
Got a meeting after that, run home. I've been going home. Couldn't take a nap yesterday because it was, the snow.
Chaos.
And it took too far. It took an hour to drive all the way across town. So I didn't sleep. I slept for 14, I paid $14 to sleep for 40 minutes in the Capella Tower parking garage over here.
Good for you. You got to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm asking you this because there's a story that came out. The sleep study has warning for night owls.
Mm-mm.
Even with ample sleep, evening people report higher subjective age and linked to depression. So
really?
People who don't sleep enough feel older.
Wow.
Than what they really are.
I believe that. I've been learning a lot about sleep lately because I've been having a little trouble here and there sleeping. So I've thought I'm going to empower myself by learning as much as I can about sleep and the sleep stages and cycles and things that help it and things that don't and everything. So I believe that because you get the quality sleep that really counts and makes you feel rested and sharp and articulate the next day happens before midnight. And it's kind of like once you get past midnight, there's something going on in your body or in the stage of sleep that you're in where the sleep you do get isn't as restorative as the sleep you get in those first, 2 to 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Do you take anything for sleep?
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Do you have white noise or you have white noise? Okay.
Yep, we have an app that we just started using that's white noise. It's awesome.
Yep.
Earplugs because my husband snores.
Oh, yeah.
But once I'm out, I do pretty well. And I've stopped drinking so much water in the afternoon because then I don't have to get up to pee so many times.
Oh, boy,
times.
Yeah. I mean, when you're a man of a certain age, that bell needs to be rung
that's
several
happening
times
to Chris
every
too.
Night.
I know. Yeah. It just does. So, yeah, little things I've been tweaking that have been helping. I really thought that for sure maybe coffee and caffeine was not helping matters. Yeah. So I completely quit caffeine for over a year.
And wow, then no kidding.
I realized that it wasn't really, it didn't really make a difference. If I wanted a cup of coffee or now like I'm doing half caf in the morning, as long as I'm not having caffeine past like 1 o'clock or so, it doesn't impact my sleep. So I'm happy about that because I like to have some real coffee.
That's a big problem for me with the caffeine thing. Mm-hmm. Although I'm cut way back and I used to drink diet soda, which is terrible.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So your husband snores?
Oh, yeah.
Can I offer a suggestion?
Yes.
So
push him over on his side.
Well,
get him off.
We've
his
got
back.
A little bit of issue going that in our house right now. Mm-hmm. It's not me; it's my wife. And for years, it was me. For years
She's
and years
the
and
snorer?
Years.
Yeah, okay.
She has become the snorer, and we had a guy that pitched Minnesota Live with the segment a couple months back.
Yeah,
a local guy invented something, and I will say this: it's not a good name.
Okay,
in my opinion.
Okay.
But it's a good product. It's called hostage tape. I know. And like,
that's awesome.
Given world events and stuff, it's like, oh, you got to change the name of that.
That is really, but you don't forget it.
Yeah. But that said, so it's basically a strip of tape that goes over your mouth.
Tape up her mouth?
Yes.
No way.
She stopped snoring.
Because it forces her to breathe through her nose.
Yes, because you will breathe through your nose. That's the whole thought behind
it. What if you're plugged up and you can't breathe?
You will breathe through your nose. The air will find a way. And she's not snored. And she's sleeping better. That's the thing.
She's taping her mouth shut.
She's with this special stuff, so it's not, you know, it's... So it doesn't like hurt your mouth. It's not like taking a strip of duct tape or something. And, although I suppose you could save some money if you're doing that, but then you'd have that adhesive all over your mouth for the rest of the day. But yeah, so they've got a website. You can also order it on Amazon. And then I've got a boy.
Wow.
I got a kid who's in college and he's snoring terrible. And so he's like, I don't know what to do about my snoring. And I'm like, well, I don't think I can give you I don't think we can put you through a sleep study right now. But your roommate would probably appreciate if you weren't snoring so much. So I sent it to him.
And it's working?
And it's working for him, too. And he's sleeping better.
Wow. Well, what's it called? Hostage tape?
Hostage tape. Again, very memorable name. I don't think it's a great name, but it wasn't my idea. But
oh, my gosh.
I can't believe how well it works.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That might be like in the drawer of last resorts. That's a good idea.
I mean, maybe, and if people are messaging in here with their ideas. I've used the tape for 2 years to keep my mouth closed. It works. I never even knew that it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Somebody says something called a clippy works too for snoring issues. There's all, I mean, you could go deep dive on Amazon and, or I mean, anywhere and start looking these things up. I don't know how big of an issue it is with you guys, but there are things out there.
Yeah. There's help available.
Versus like going like full on CPAP type situation.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Because that, nobody.
No.
Nobody wants that.
And it's not that bad. It's really not that bad. And I have also deduced through different nights that part of it is just me at this point in my life being a lighter sleeper. Some nights and when at some phases of my cycle, I'm just, you know, I wake up way more easily.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's me and other times it's me that's waking up and then I notice the snoring, but many times I never wake up and it's not like he's only snoring sometimes.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so I don't know. Always something.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
What time do you have to be here in the morning?
Not till 9:30.
Okay.
So I get up at about 5:30.
Oh, you do? Really?
Yeah, I like to have some time to myself in the morning. I read my book, I exercise, I, you know, take my time.
I admire people who can be able to get up and do the whole exercise bit in the morning for obvious reasons. I can't because I'd have to get up at like 1
to
go exercise.
Yeah.
Sleep is a little too precious, but.
Yes, for sure.
Well, so the moral of that story is you got to get more sleep. Otherwise, it makes you feel older, which makes perfect sense because I've been on the morning shift now since, like almost 17 years.
Wow.
I've been doing a morning shift and I feel like I'm 90. I'm not even exaggerating.
Wow.
And people are like, I'm like, I don't want to be this way.
No.
I don't want to feel this way.
Does it help? Does having a nap every day help you? Like, do you notice a difference on days that you don't nap?
Yeah, but sometimes you sleep better if you don't take the nap, too.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I don't like to take one. If I do take one, it's like 40 minutes or less.
Yeah.
Because I, too, read something that you're if you take a big, long nap.
You mess yourself up.
Really
yeah.
hard to get to sleep at yeah. night. So you ever try any of the apps or your iWatch
no.
or any of that stuff to monitor your sleep?
I don't want any tech. I just – that'll just – wire my brain more than it already is.
There was one of the wearable things. I don't remember what they were a couple years ago. Everybody was wearing them, and it monitored my sleep. And I thought I'd use it for sleep.
Yeah.
And once I started getting the data from it, it was like showing me that I was sleeping like an hour a night.
Yes. See?
And then
that
I got stressed out. And then
yes.
I was angry, and it was even worse.
Yes. That's exactly why I don't want to do it.
I agree.
Need to know.
I agree.
Mm-mm.
I'm tired now. It's a good 40 minutes away from bedtime.
Almost time.
Laura, good talk.
You too. See ya.
Good to see you. All right. The time is 5:23. We are going to talk about something very important. Well, to some, not necessarily to everyone in this day and age. And as we approach the Easter holiday, how often are you going to church? Survey says, when we come back, you're listening to News Talk 830.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.